time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubble gums and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick Six, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
It is Pick Six time. We're live here at Tin Roof on Demumbrian. This is your place you need to be. We got five more hours of live programming. It's been a fun show, fun day. A lot of people coming in and out of here. And you got a chance, remember, every hour to win tickets to see Nashville SC. And right now, the winner in last hour is going to be Brandy Tomlinson.
Brandy
Tomlinson.
All right, congrats.
So, Brandy, go have fun tomorrow
Brandy,
night.
You're a fine girl.
At Nissan Stadium.
Listen See? To Chase with old that. School. Chase going old school. See? That's really, remember, that's way old school.
I can't remember who did it.
Did that oh, man, I don't.
Was it Donna Summer?
No.
It's not Donna. Summer. It's not Donna.
That was a joke. It's a reference earlier in the show.
They are.
By the way, Willie, I want to pass this along.
Am I on somebody else's list?
You have also. Greg has also chimed in with Nate and said that he has had no luck with you replying to his tweets as well.
Yeah. Willie, come on, man. We'll work on this.
I mean, what? You really gave a really lame, like you didn't even really give an excuse. You're like, yeah, I just really don't do it. So why?
Well, Greg and Nate, I feel like there's daily interaction. Like I'm watching their tweets. We react to their tweets on the show a lot.
Okay.
So I don't.
But they are specifically including you and
they're reaching out.
Yeah.
They're reaching out. They want.
I know they're not the only one. So why do you think you're given a big Heisman stiff arm?
I never felt like Twitter. I was. I felt like we were interacting through the show. I thought they were. I consider them a big part of our show.
Well, Nate said that unless people are official, like they have a blue check mark, you're not going to respond. Basically saying, you know, the common
folk. I don't have a blue check mark.
Common folk, you don't respond. You don't waste your time talking to people as I get choked up.
I'm going to do better. I'll do better.
Okay.
I mean, we value those guys. Those guys are the backbone of our they're the foundation. They're the bedrock of our listenership.
Do you feel like today's you just made the list was helpful for you moving forward?
I think it was an eye-opening experience.
Yeah,
yeah I think it
kind
was.
Kind of a little bit of an interaction,
it
right?
was. I mean, an
intervention.
Yeah, I got to look myself in the mirror.
It was interactive, and it was an intervention.
It was.
So the whole group of Darren, Donick, and Chase, like you out there listening, you're a part of this family. The
yeah.
Darren, Donick, and Chase family just gave you an intervention on the air about Twitter.
Yeah.
Yep.
I even helped you get on Twitter.
I'm going to turn over a new leaf.
All right. Yeah. I like this.
That was one of my first jobs.
That's
first
the guy gave me the gif of the guy from Ferris Bueller, the guy that was, you know, Ferris impersonates Abe Froman, you know, mm-hmm. the guy that yep. was trying to throw him out of the restaurant.
Sausage King.
Yeah. You don't want to be that guy.
No. No. But the first step is, you know, being receptive. You know?
Young man, entrepreneur. I suggest you take the field trip outside. I don't want to be that guy.
Okay.
Marshall Widener, our on-site engineer from Barrel House, just texted and said, this sounds like an intervention.
It sounds like it because it
but
is.
But I'm being receptive.
You are. And that's the first step.
That's the first step.
First step to recovery, Willie.
Yep. I can't do it all day, but I'm going to take a step.
Well, good for you.
My
I'm excited.
My name is Willie, and I have a Twitter problem.
We're here for you, Willie.
Okay.
We're
good.
Here. We're the support group.
Good.
All right. Is Elijah going to recap? Is that
yes.
what we're doing?
Oh, yes. I'm
Elijah,
ready.
The fly. The floor is yours.
All right.
Or the fly.
The fly. I'll take both. Either one's mine. We'll start off number one from last week. Probably the worst beat. You know, there's a tie for the worst beat. There's two pretty bad ones. But Auburn and Tennessee. Auburn 6.5 point favorites. They were down 17 points. Pretty late in that game. Auburn ended up messing around and coming back and winning, which is good news for Darren and Chase. especially Chase. Chase top shelfed it. Not so good news for Willie.
Do you feel icky getting those 2 points? Do you feel a little dirty?
A little.
Yeah.
A little bit. I had to take a shower afterwards.
That's where I was going. Did you shower after that?
Yeah. Because I'm sitting there watching the end of it. I'm like, well.
But that's an honest answer.
That's a miss. That's going to be a miss. And then they score right at the end. I'm like, oh.
And the late foul, too. Samir Dowdy got fouled with like 10 seconds left.
I think it was four straight free throws.
Mm-hmm. All in garbage time, baby.
I mean, honestly, did somebody reach out to Van Pelt on that one? Because these two that he's talking about, I fell victim to both of them.
They're bad beats.
That is a bad beat.
That qualifies.
Oh.
That absolutely. He could have led with that.
That's number one.
He could have led with that on his bad beat segment.
Yeah, or either of these games, even number two.
When you're down 17 in the second half of a college basketball game and you're favored by 6.5 and you cover, that's a bad, bad beat if you have the team getting 6.5 and you're up 17.
Not just down second half, like halfway through the second half.
Ooh,
I mean, they were pretty far along.
It turned in a hurry. You're right.
And then number two, the second bad beat of the week. This one's pretty bad as well at the buzzer. All three of you fell victim. Every one of you picked Vanderbilt to beat Georgia or to at least cover the 1.5-point spread. And, well, Georgia and Scottie Pippen Jr. had other plans. No points rewarded
gross.
There.
Gross. Oh,
that one might even be more disgusting.
But were we going to cover?
Oh,
if he misses that shot, they were up two?
Yeah.
Is that right? Oh, that's so bad.
Yep. I would have had a perfect week.
That's so bad. Yeah, that's
– Even if Georgia had won by one, that's still a cover.
Mm-hmm.
They went by two.
It was that shot.
No, Vandy was favored by a point
No,
half.
Georgia was
Georgia was
minus 1.5.
That's so gross. That's two bad beats. Okay.
Two in a row. And then number three, the big game of the week in college basketball, Baylor and Kansas. Kansas ended up winning. I think Baylor was favored by 1.5 points. Kansas won by more than that. Darren took Baylor, and Willie and Chase went with Kansas. They got the points there. And then the hockey portion of Pick Six last week. Did the Preds make a trade? Yes or no? They made one on Saturday night and ended up making one a little after the 2 o'clock deadline on Monday, too. All of you picked yes. Alex Ovechkin getting goal number 700. He wasted no time doing that. Did that pretty quickly. Everyone answered yes. Willie and Darren both top shelfing yes. That was pretty popular among our callers as well. And last but not least was Ryan Ellis get a point in his first weekend after returning from a concussion. Chase says yes. Darren says yes. Willie's faith was rather weak. He said no.
Well, that was a Jedi mind trick.
Got him.
They
totally hoodwinked him.
Jedi mind tricked me into going the other way.
I told Chase Saturday night, I said, young man, take note. That was a veteran move on my part.
Yeah.
I totally hoodwinked Willie. I made him go the other direction. He was trying to get us to go one direction. I reversed course, and he fell for it, and it cost him.
That's on me.
He tipped his pitch.
I wasn't. That's right.
You didn't need a trash can. You didn't need video. You knew.
Yeah.
No trash cans were being banged in the studio. I can promise you that.
No.
That was poor decision by me. I should have stuck with what my gut was telling me. Take Ryan Ellis. You never bet.
Oh, no. First of all, you weren't even – not only were you trying to do that, you were trying to steer us to know.
You were
trying to push us one direction so you could take
– Yeah.
You could take yes, and we tricked
you. I was trying to muddy the waters,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't work.
It did not work. So with that being said – how do the points look?
All right.
I don't even want to know.
We'll start down at the bottom because Chase had the best week. He had 6 points this week, and like you said, he's one miracle heave from Georgia away from having a perfect week. So he finished with 6 points, which brings him to 101, which inches him a little bit closer to Willie, who had only 4 points, and he's at 106. Darren, with a five-point weekend last weekend, pushes him to 114, so he pushes his lead over Willie to 8. So that is how we are looking. Here on Pick Six.
Come on.
Pick Six. Yeah,
I had a good week.
Got to do better than this. Mm. Tick it up.
114, 106, 101. Okay.
Man, this is bad. All right.
Let's do this. Jason, Mark, everybody else, we will get to you on the other side. We'll quickly make the picks and get to your phone calls. 737-1025. More of Darren Donick and Chase next on ESPN 1025 The Game. Thank you. It is pick six time here on Darren Donick and Chase on this Friday afternoon. Chase, before we reveal the games from Wiley, or is it Willie?
Yes.
You have something you would like to pass along?
So Barry Sanders, you just made the list. You talked about Barry Sanders, and Garth Brooks got a lot of flack for wearing a Barry Sanders jersey. Uh-huh. People thought it was Bernie Sanders. So Barry Sanders tweets, "Hey, Garth Brooks, want to be my VP? Hashtag number 20 for 2020.
So ridiculous that this is a story.
But I love the sense of humor.
Might as well just keep going with it, yeah.
I love the sense of humor by Barry Sanders, the football player.
Gosh.
Not Bernie.
People. Shaking my head. All right. Let's reveal the games. Elijah hit it.
Number one.
All right. Deep voice.
All right. We're going to start right around the corner at the Gentry Center on the campus of Tennessee State.
Oh, Penny?
Penny Collins
Penny
and his
and the
Tigers.
Tigers
at 9-8 in the OVC. The regular season finale against crosstown rival Belmont. Mm. Trying to get at least a share of another OVC regular season title.
Okay.
Belmont won the first meeting at the Curb Center. The second
won pretty
meeting,
easily,
they
didn't
did. They did. But TSU is a little better. They are a different team in front of the home fans. Tennessee State is a 7.5-point dog.
That's it?
That's it.
Ooh, 7.5?
Okay. Yeah, I'm just
giving
you the numbers.
That'd be closer to 10.
Okay. Well, then vote accordingly.
Chase.
I'm going to take TSU in the points. I'm going to take the points.
Taking TSU.
Oh, boy.
That's a tough one, though.
That's tough. I'll roll the dice. Oh, man, that one's hard. Did we have Adam Kunkel on earlier this week? Right?
Yeah.
We did. Belmont and Tennessee State each won their games last night, along with Austin Peay and Murray State. So three teams with three losses going into the last weekend.
This is hard. I'll take TSU in the points. This one's hard. Willie?
I will take Belmont.
Okay.
I will take Belmont.
I figured you would.
Number
okay.
two.
Let's go to Lexington, Kentucky. Bruce Pearl and the Auburn Tigers, the rematch against Big Blue. Kentucky is a 5.5-point favorite, having already won in Auburn earlier this year.
I will take Kentucky at home.
You said 5.5?
5.5.
Again, that's a tough one.
It is. I'm just telling you. This is tricky. This is tricky. I will, too. I don't
love it.
I'm kind of reluctantly taking these. But I'm going to take Kentucky minus the 5.5.
All right. I, too, will take Kentucky.
Really? Yeah. I thought for sure
you'd
take
Auburn. Yeah, I just – Auburn is so weird. They can look bad.
Well, it depends on if they're hitting or not.
But it's within a game. They can look bad for 30 minutes of a game and then have 10 amazing minutes and turn games around.
Yep.
I've seen it happen. They are streaky.
All right, Elijah.
Number three.
All right, Nashville SC, it's their first ever game. We're going to have two questions involving this game tomorrow night.
Two?
Two. Okay. I mean, it's the first one. We'd never get a chance ever again to have the first time, right?
Okay.
It's the first one. We're going to dive in. This is the question. Question one. Does Nashville SC score a goal? Yes or
yes.
No?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
You believe.
Top shelf.
Top shelf?
Top shelf. Yes. Top shelf.
You think they will score a goal in this first game? Atlanta is the favorite in the Eastern Conference.
Top shelf.
Nashville is the biggest underdog. In the Western Conference.
You know what? Well, I want to see what
you're a believer.
I say yes.
I don't even need to hear 4, 5,
I say
and
yes.
6. Yes. Yes, top shelf.
Top shelf. I'm glad. I hope it happens.
Yep.
I hope you're right. I don't think it's going to be easy to score.
What did you say?
Yes.
What did you?
I'll say no.
No.
Mm.
Wow. Okay. That's a big game.
And I hope I'm wrong.
That's a big. Wrong. That could be a swing game.
Big swing.
Elijah.
Number four.
Number four. We yo-yo over to the other side of the river. The Predators. And we're going to do this in a three-game package. Saturday, Monday, home games. Tuesday on the road at Minnesota.
Okay.
Three games in four nights. Big stretch. I mean, this March is going to be...
So we have to wait till Tuesday night to figure
for the
out?
Verdict. For the verdict, yeah. Because okay. This is why. Which tandem will have more points? A, the Swedes, Forsberg and Arvidsson.
Okay.
B, the Canadians, Johansson, Duchesne.
Ooh.
More points in the three games.
We'll take A.
These are the four guys. These are among the players that the this narrative all year long. Need these
points,
guys to play well.
More points.
Yep, points.
So
not
a tie
goals.
Is a tie?
Tie is a tie.
I'll take A.
I'll take A.
You guys like the Swedes?
Yep.
You guys like the Swedes?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to go with the centers. Joey and Duchesne, the Canadians.
Okay. Next.
Number five.
We're really going opposite sides of the fence here.
Yep.
All right, now we're going to yo-yo back across the river.
Okay, we got to get
Nashville SC versus Atlanta United. Choice A, Nashville SC, win or draw. Win or draw, and B, Atlanta wins.
B.
So you say Atlanta wins.
Yep.
Choice A is Nashville wins or they pull off the tie.
You know what? I'm going to gamble. A.
You're a believer.
Yep.
Believer. Anything can happen in the first game. I'm going to go with you, Chase. I'm going to say win
it's
or
the
draw.
First game.
I say they're not going to score, but they're going to pull off the 0-0 tie.
Elijah.
Number six.
And if they score, then I even.
Willie,
it does better.
We got to get moving. We got phone calls, and you got
relax.
A field.
Just relax. I
gotta, you've got an NCAA field to do. We got to get
yes,
moving.
We do. Don't worry. The field will not take
so let's
long.
Pick it up.
All right. Question six. We yo-yo back over to the Predators. They are facing three of the elite scorers in the game over the next two contests. Saturday against Colorado, Monday against Edmonton. Nathan MacKinnon, 85 points on the year. Leon Draisaitl, 99 points on the year. And Connor McDavid, 87, despite spending a couple weeks on the shelf here recently. Of these three players, who will score the most points against the Predators? And then choice D, the wild card, you can go for 2 points if you vote that none of the three score a goal.
Ooh. So this is strictly goals?
Nope, it's points except for choice D. That's your wild card chance to get 2 points.
So they could all get assists and no goals, and you still get the 2 points if you take D.
If you take D. Otherwise, it's only points.
That none of them score. MacKinnon, Draisaitl, or McDavid.
None of them score a goal.
None of them score a goal. You got two points.
You get two. If all three do not score a goal.
Or you can take one of them for the most points.
Yep.
Well, I mean.
I'll take McDavid.
You go with McDavid.
Yeah.
Most points.
Most points.
And I'm going top shelf for scoring a goal.
Top shelf for scoring a goal.
For Nashville SC.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. And you're doing what?
I'm going to take a shot at D. I got to come from behind. I need points.
No, I'm doing D as well.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Going for the 2 points.
2-point play. Now, those guys can score. Draisaitl is what? He's got three. He's got like 6 points in the two games against the Predators, at least five.
I know he had two last
yeah.
last game. Or two goals.
It's a tall order.
All right.
There you have it.
Okay, Jason, get us going. Welcome in.
Jason, you ready?
Yeah, let's go, Jason.
All right, Belmont at TSU. Tennessee State, a 7.5-point dog at the Gentry Center. We need a game total on that just for tiebreak purposes.
Give me Belmont, 141 points.
Belmont, 141. Minus 7.5. All right, Auburn at Kentucky at Rupp Arena.
Give me Kentucky.
Kentucky minus 5.5. Will Nashville – you want that?
Yeah, top shelf.
Top shelf for Kentucky.
Yes.
Nashville SC, will they score a goal, yes or no, in the first game? You're saying yes. Predators, which duo will have more points over their next three games? A, the Swedes, Forsberg and Arvidsson. B, the Canadians, Johansson and Duchesne.
Give me A and make that my other top shelf.
You like Forsberg and Arvidsson. Okay. Going back to soccer, Nashville SC against Atlanta United. Choice A, Nashville wins or draws. Choice B, Atlanta United wins.
Give me B.
B. And then finally, the Preds opponents, which of these three aces will have the most points in their appearance against the Predators coming up next? Nathan McKinnon, B, Leon Draisaitl, C, Connor McDavid, or D, none of them will score a goal for 2 points.
Give me C, Connor McDavid.
Connor McDavid will have the most points of that trio. Okay. Thank you for the call, Jason.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Good luck. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, hello, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, Mark. All right, Belmont at TSU, OVC regular season finale. Tennessee State, 7.5-point dog. We need a game total.
Give me Belmont, 170.
170 for Belmont. Auburn at Kentucky. Kentucky favored by 5.5.
Give me the Big Blue, Kentucky. That'll be my top shelf.
Top shelf, Kentucky minus 5.5. Will Nashville SC score a goal in their first game tomorrow?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes. Predators, which tandem will have the most points over the next three games? A, Forsberg and Arvidsson. B, Johansson and Duchesne.
I'm going to say A.
A, Forsberg and Arvidsson, Team Sweden. All right, Nashville SC. A, will they win or draw? B, will they lose to Atlanta United?
I'm going to say a draw.
You'll go with choice A then, win or draw. Either way, you win. Mm-hmm. And then finally, the Preds' opponents. Which superstar will have the most points? A, Nathan McKinnon. B, Leon Draisaitl. C, Connor McDavid. Or the wild card choice D for 2 points. None of them will score a goal.
I'm going to say Connor McDavid.
Connor McDavid, popular choice. So you say he will have the most points.
Yes, sir.
That game is Monday night. All right, thank you for your call.
You are. Mark, let's go to Max. Max, you're up next. Welcome in.
All right, Max, all right. Bring it on. Belmont at TSU.
Belmont game total of 150.
Okay, 150, a little less scoring in that one. So Belmont minus 7.5. Auburn at Kentucky.
Auburn top shelf.
Auburn top shelf plus 5.5 at Rupp Arena. Nashville SC, will they score a goal in their first game?
Yes.
Yes. Predators, which duo will have the most points over their next three games? Forsberg and Arvidsson, or Johansson and Duchesne?
Give me the Swedes top shelf.
The Swedes top shelf. He's feeling it. All right, Nashville SC against Atlanta United. A, does Nashville SC win or draw? B, Nashville SC loses.
B.
B. You don't like their chances, okay. Preds opponents, which superstar will have the most points in the next game that they play against Nashville? A, Nathan McKinnon. B, Leon Draisaitl. C, Connor McDavid. Or the wild card choice D, none of them will score a goal.
A, McKinnon.
Nathan McKinnon. That is tomorrow's competition. All right. Max, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you.
Let's go to Joe. Next up.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Joe.
Fellas.
All right, Joe, let's start it off at the Gentry Center. Tennessee State hosting Belmont, OVC regular season finale.
TSU.
TSU plus the 7.5, and we need a game total.
151.
Okay, we go to the SEC. Auburn at Kentucky at Rupp Arena.
Auburn Tigers.
Auburn plus the 5.5. Nashville SC, first ever game, Nissan Stadium. Crowd expected to be over 50,000. Will they score a goal in their first ever game?
Yes, sir.
You say yes, sir. All right, number four, Predators, most points. Which tandem over the next three games will get more points? Forsberg and Arvidsson or Johansson and Duchesne?
I'm going to go A, Swedes.
Take the Swedes. Okay, back to the soccer. Nashville SC, A, Nashville SC wins or gets a tie. B, Nashville SC loses to Atlanta United.
I'm going to say B, Atlanta wins.
Atlanta wins. You go B. Preds opponents, superstars coming through town. Elite scorers. Which one will have the most points? Nathan McKinnon, Leon Draisaitl, or Connor McDavid? Or do you go the wild card that you take the chance for double points that none of the three will score a goal?
Let's go wild card, D.
Going wild card. All right. And I like the boldness.
Top shelf, I want to go Auburn Tigers. And second, let's go with the Swedes.
All right, the Swedes and Auburn, top shelves. Way to go.
Joe, have a good one. Yes. Thank you.
All right, have a good weekend, gentlemen.
You too. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up next. Welcome in.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, Mike, here we go. Belmont at TSU, Gentry Center.
Yeah, Belmont.
Belmont, minus 7.5, game score, game total.
Let's just go with 85.
85 as the total for that? For both teams? I would do 185 before I do 85.
Okay, hang on, wait. That doesn't sound a whole lot. Let's try again.
That's like me saying Willie's a $1.40.
Yeah, let's do. Good point. I totally missed that was supposed to be a thing. Y'all threw me off. Let's do 140.
Okay.
140. That makes sense. Better. Okay.
A
makes
closer.
Sense for this.
Hey, that's
a little
bit better. Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
You did like then you went like Chase, like, okay, how about 195 instead of 140? You're like, you're closer now. Much closer.
Okay. All right, Auburn at Kentucky. Kentucky's a 5.5 point favorite at Rupp.
All right. Give me the Wildcat.
Okay, Kentucky, minus 5.5. Nashville SC, first ever game tomorrow. Atlanta United, will they score?
Yes.
Yes. Only one person besides me has said no. Preds, most points, which duo? Next three games, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday. A, Forsberg and Arvidsson. B, Johansson, Duchesne.
I'm going to go with the winger.
Going the wingers.
And I want it to be Duchesne really bad. He needs to get going.
Yeah, well, that's kind of where that question is going. All four of those guys would be great.
And Forsberg. Yeah,
and okay. Forsberg. You got Arvidsson and Forsberg. All right, Nashville SC against Atlanta United. A, Nashville SC pulls off the upset or gets a tie. Choice B, Atlanta United wins.
Okay, I don't like doing this, but I'm going to go with B, top shelf.
B, top shelf. You think it's just too much in the first game?
Right.
All right. Preds opponents, superstars coming through. Nathan McKinnon, Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid. Who has the most points of those three? Or, choice D, you go for double points that none of them will score a goal.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Draisaitl, double points. Top shelf.
No. Draisaitl is going to get the most points.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Draisaitl, top shelf. Okay.
Yeah, he has our number.
Mike,
if
Belmont and TSU, if the combined score is 85, you can put us on the list next Friday.
Hey, I can't wait for that conversation.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to get the rest of you off the air. You will be locked in. Elijah, get everybody off the air. They get two top shelves. We will come back. Willie's Field of 68 next. Back. Darren, Donnie can chase.
You're moving slow today, Darren. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We got to pick it up, man.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing the helicopter. You remind me of somebody else I know when you want to ask another question.
Look, you know how I treat helicopter people. I just stall even longer.
You ask another question.
For all you PR people, you give me the helicopter sign. I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to take longer and longer.
Look, I can't help it if I'm excited about the next part of the show.
Okay. Well, the floor is yours.
I am excited because I have questions, and I feel like you're going to answer
them. We're going to participate so you don't get your feelings good. Hurt. Good. We're going to be listening.
We got the music ready.
Very nice.
Elijah, you don't have eight arms back there, but thank you. Good job.
All right, it's time to take our weekly look at the bubble. And doing a little research here, I'm not going to go through all the small conferences again this week and test.
I wanted the whack. Jesus.
You wanted the whack?
Yeah, I wanted to know what's going on there.
San Diego State. They're not in the whack.
Did you see Gregory's tweet?
Now you're doing what I
do. I know. I do exactly what you do. It's just look at it.
I know.
He said hashtag pile on Willie today.
I saw it.
Willie, let's go.
All right, you wanted the whack, so what's the nickname of the leaders out of the Western Athletic Conference? New Mexico State. Chase!
New Mexico State, the Lobos?
Nope.
No.
That's New Mexico.
Oh. I don't know. Aztecs. Aztecs. Is it Aztec?
Nope.
All right.
The Aggies.
Aggies.
All right. So we will whip through. There are 24.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, if you're going to test him on all these, we're never getting through.
We're never
this.
Getting through. All right, so.
Where's Washington State, by the way?
let's not go back there.
Oh gosh.
16 minutes, get me a drink. That's all right. How I feel.
Well, let's focus on the teams that
I was
think...
not your one shining moment on this show.
No, it wasn't.
All right, let's whip through it. The America East, Vermont, Atlantic Sun, Liberty, who by the way plays Lipscomb at Lipscomb tomorrow. Big game. Big Sky, Montana. Big South, Winthrop. Big West, UC Irvine. Colonial Athletic Association, Hofstra, even though they lost last night at home. Conference USA, Western Kentucky. Good win last night.
That was a nice come. What did they win, like 95-91?
Big time. High-scoring game against La Tech, I believe, right? Horizon.
That is correct.
The Wright State Raiders. Ivy, we go with Yale. That's going to be an interesting tournament. Metro Atlantic, St. Peter's, the MAC Akron. MEAC, Norfolk State, Missouri Valley, Northern Iowa. Circle them as a team that is going to get in if they don't win the tournament. That's a very important thing for bubble seekers. 14, Northeast Conference, Merrimack, the brand new Division I team. OVC, we just laid it out. It's a three-way race. All three could get a share of the title. Austin Peay, Belmont, Murray State. The Patriot League, Colgate, not Crest, Chase. Colgate, the Raiders. The Southern Conference, circle this team, East Tennessee State. If they are putting together a great season. If they lose the conference tournament, I think they'll get an at-large. I do.
They are a part of the Coaches versus Cancer dinner we've been a part of sponsoring. And
Coach Forbes.
He keeps showing up, and he's a lot of fun at that function.
They have a great team.
His team is getting it done.
Stephen F. Austin out of the Southland. Remember, they won at Duke, the Lumberjacks. SWAC, Prairie View A&M, Summit, South Dakota State, Sunbelt, Little Rock Trojans. Remember, these are all leagues that are going to get one and one only, with those two exceptions I said, if the leader loses the conference tournament. And in the WAC, as we mentioned before, New Mexico State. Then we get to the West Coast Conference. Gonzaga, they lost the game, but they still are, we know they're going to get in. We'll give you the rest of what that league looks like in a moment. Mountain West, we go San Diego State. They lost for the first time this year. They're no longer undefeated. And they've got a tough game coming up on Saturday. Out of the American Conference, Houston is the leader. The only other one is dead set in the tournament. We'll get to the rest of that picture in a moment. Then we go to the Atlantic 10. Dayton having an incredible season. Could they be a one seed? It's possible. Rhode Island, a little shaky turf. I had them in before. Now I'm not 100% sure they're going to be in there. But I still like their chances, the Rams. Now to the ACC. Locks, Duke, Florida State, Louisville, Virginia. Big 12, Baylor, Kansas, Texas Tech, West Virginia. Locks. We'll get to the rest in a moment. The Big East, Seton Hall, Creighton, Villanova, Marquette, Butler. Locks. The Big 10, Maryland, Penn State, Iowa, Michigan State, Illinois, Wisconsin, Rutgers going to make the tournament, Michigan, and Ohio State. We'll get to the rest if you didn't hear your team in a moment. Now we're to team number 50. We go out west to the Pac-12. Interesting year in that league. Colorado, Oregon, Arizona, locks. The rest we'll get to. In the SEC, Kentucky, Auburn, LSU, locks. Now, we get to team number 56. This is where I still think all these teams I'm about to mention have work to do. On the high end of the bubble, I think Florida is as close to a lock now as you can get. They've had a great week. They are moving in the right direction. They are going to be in, I think, barring a total collapse.
Wow, okay.
BYU, getting close to that status. Haven't watched them play, I got to be honest, but they're having a good year. All their numbers are excellent. So I think they're going to get in there.
Yeah, they'll get in the tournament, and they'll be done really quick, like
we'll
they do every year.
You're saying there's no Jimmer Fredette on this team?
Mark my word.
Danny
every
Ainge?
Every year.
There's not the next Danny Ainge on this team?
Nope.
All right. Team number 58, we're going to go with Arizona State, Bobby Hurley. They got beat last night. It was pretty amazing game, but they still look good. Number 59, Oklahoma. They've improved their numbers. They're looking good. Not 100% safe, but on the right side of the bubble. Number 60, St. Mary's. I know Darren's going to scoff at that. They get a chance for a rematch at Gonzaga tomorrow. We'll see if they do better than they did the first time. They got smoked, but they have good ratings. Number 61, Xavier out of the Big East. Number 62, Wichita State out of the American. Number 63, Indiana. Got beat last night by Purdue, but they're trending in the right direction. That league is very, very tough. And again, once we get down here, these are not locks. These are just where I have them right now. They could fall out. Number 64, Utah State. Second best team in the conference in the Mountain West behind San Diego State. That's an interesting team to watch. 65, Cincinnati. The pride of Ryan Porth. They've had a good week. Number 66, USC. Still hanging on. These are the last four teams in, though. These are very precarious positions here. The Trojans. 67, this is where it really gets murky, because I'm not sure at the end of the day, these with bid thieves and the terminology, these spots may not actually end up being available. But I go Providence at 67 and Stanford, number 68. Stanford went through a really tough time. They've rebounded. They've won their last three. So that's your field of 68.
Did you say Merrimack?
Merrimack, yes.
Bernard on Twitter is saying that they're not eligible for the tournament until 2024.
Wow.
That's according to Bernard. So just file that away.
Interesting. Okay, so the Northeast Conference is up for grabs then.
I'm just telling you what Bernard is saying.
Okay, I will
so
check
So look
that.
Into that. He's saying Merrimack is not eligible for several years in the tournament.
Well, they are a new Division I team, so that's very well possible. That happened with Belmont and those teams. I guess I should have – I didn't know if the rules were different there. Okay. First four out right now, NC State, Richmond, Mississippi State, and UCLA. UCLA got the big buzzer beater last night against Arizona State. They're getting back on the radar some, but they're not there yet. Purdue, big win last night, still hanging around. I had them in before. They've got a bunch of losses, but their strength of schedule still keeps them alive. Arkansas, still with a heartbeat.
I told you the other day, they're not out of this.
They are not out of it.
And they're getting their players back. They're not out of this.
They need a big finish to prove that to me.
They can do that.
Maybe. And you mentioned South Carolina. I have Arkansas and Mississippi State ahead of South Carolina. South Carolina still is not in there yet.
Don't sleep on Frank Martin. Gamecocks are getting good. They got some signature wins.
Then to me, there's a pretty decent drop-off. But then you have Memphis, Texas, and you have South Carolina, teams like that. Tennessee is not even on that radar
not even,
yet.
Yeah.
So it's
not
a bleak.
Not even close.
Bleak outlook. So that is this week's update on the bubble.
That's a good bubble. That's a good update. Willie, do you have any other things that you'd like to announce or say today?
Oh, man. I feel like there's a trap.
No, I'm trying to help you.
I don't know where he's going with this.
Because
either.
Of Facebook, I get certain information, and I know that today is an important day.
Okay, it is an important day.
Oh, well, what is it?
Well,
what's going on?
My wife, Erin, is celebrating a birthday today.
Oh,
See?
Yeah.
Helping you out.
He's trying to set you up to say happy birthday.
Okay, we'll wish Erin a happy birthday. She happens to be on a birthday trip to Florida right now.
So she's not even listening.
She's not listening, but
it was the
still wish her a give her the thought happy that birthday. Counts. Yeah. Okay. We can all wish her a happy birthday.
Congratulations to
We got another one. Here we go.
Got another winner.
Our weekly winner. Our
hourly winner.
So this hour, it goes to Randy Bowers. Randy Bowers, congratulations on Nashville SC tickets. Go have fun at Nissan Stadium tomorrow for Nashville SC and Atlanta United. Remember, pack your patience. If you're coming downtown tomorrow, you've got a sold-out Predators Avalanche game at 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock. It's been 7 the entire season. It was moved yesterday or whenever. I don't know. Wasn't much communication on this. It's been moved to 6 o'clock. So keep that in mind. And then you've got 50-plus thousand over at Nissan Stadium to see Nashville SC and Atlanta United. So have fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun weekend.
It's going to be an awesome weekend. Historic, you know, for Nashville SC to play their first game. The Predators obviously need to keep the winning going, keep getting those points against a tough Colorado team. So I'm looking forward to it. We'll be paying attention to everything going on at Bridgestone Arena.
The Avs, in their last 13 games, hold on, let me find the stat here. It's pretty amazing. They have not allowed more than 3 goals in regulation in 12 consecutive games. So you think offense when you think Colorado, and it is an elite offense, but they've been playing really good defense too.
Do we think the Predators would stick with Saros or go to Rene?
Good question.
Ooh, that is a good question.
Good question.
We'll answer that tomorrow.
If you're looking for a place to skate tonight, Fort Ice and Antioch will have open skate at 7:30. The new one in Bellevue will be at 7:15. If you're looking for a place to go, lace them up and go skate.
Should I do that?
No. No, I do not suggest you do that. It is closing time. That is going to do it for us. You have a fantastic weekend. We will have a lot to discuss on Monday in March, starting at 10 a.m. We'll see you then. Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay home.